Brothers and sisters, welcome back to our Sunday worship here on our website. We are still online. We are hoping to open our churches soon, but we will continue to produce an audio service that will be published on our website, so that people that cannot come to church will be allowed to follow us as well. Let us start our worship on this Sunday, the 28th of June, 2020. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we offer to you this day all our thoughts, words, and actions. We offer to you all our sufferings and disappointments, and all our joys. And we unite our lives with that of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we are sorry for our unfaithfulness to the love you show us by the gift of life and the greater gift of union with you through the grace of baptism. Lord, we beg you to forgive our sins and to heal the wounds that our sins have caused. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy that brought us to repent, and for the forgiveness that you offer so freely when we truly repent. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon and remission of all your sins. And so we say, God of love, give us a heart to love you and to love one another through the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. The New Testament reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. And here's Jesus still teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? How can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, hard words from Jesus. Self-righteousness is a very big problem in every society today, and even in our churches. Jesus attacks this attitude of some people by using a parable filled with humor. This is typical Jewish humor. I can almost hear the giggles of Jesus' disciples as they try to imagine a person with a log in their eye. But apart from the humor, unfortunately, the issue of criticism is very real in our churches today, as always. Maybe God is looking down on us and thinking that in all these years we have not learned to live together as he meant for us to live together. When one feels that they know better than others, and or they fail to realize their flaws and mistakes, we see that these people are full of criticism for the people around them. Of course they do. They know better than me and you, don't they? They analyze what you do and they tell you how you can be better or do better. Not because you need correction, but only because then you can better fit in their world. Because unless you're just like them, you fail to meet the standards. Unless you do it the way they would do it, it's just not good enough for them, is it? That's the problem. And the worst thing is when you find yourself doing exactly the same as these judges of right and wrong. Judging others, criticizing others, looking down on those who fail to meet your standards and measuring them according to your understanding. Well, this is a sin. Jesus condemns this attitude when we judge others unfairly and remain ignorant of our failings and flaws. Jesus is talking about our blindness to see ourselves for what we are when all others can see this arrogant attitude in us. In verse 3, he clearly says that you do not notice the log in your own eye. Therefore, we are invited to reflect on who we are when we are measured by God. When we surrender to God, truly surrender to Him, we find that our concern is to fit within His standards, not our own. Jesus is calling us to stop criticizing others and focus on our own ways, our flaws, our learning in relation to God's will. If we keep our eyes on who we are with God, then we will be able to appreciate with love and grace the diversity of what others bring within the assembly of disciples, that is the church. Be careful though, Jesus here is not saying that we must not discern what is right and wrong or what is good or bad. This passage is not about that. This passage is about criticism of other people. We are not qualified to criticize other people. Never qualified to do that. This passage calls us to reflect with self-criticism before God every day so that we can live within God's standards. Within God's will. Those who kneel before God and pray to be molded according to His will can stand before anyone. Therefore, the focus is to be honest and open to God about who we are and therefore appreciate others for who they are with all their ways. Let God judge them for who they are. You, Christian man or woman, are called to love them, not judge them. Do not try to take God's job, but surrender to His grace and ask God for guidance on the things that you're getting wrong. Don't forget the words of Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This verse was the motto in the University of Aberdeen when I was up in the Church of Scotland. This is not about being terrified about God's judgment on us, but wanting to meet His standards because we understand His love for us. It is fear to fail the one who loves us more than words can say. Therefore, Jesus is calling his disciples to form their identities of God's measure, not our own. Then we will learn to love others as ourselves. Amen. Let us pray. God of all comfort, in this time of distress and grief, we have come to tell you how our sorrow and to rest ourselves within the circle of your love. Lord, we lift before you those who suffered and suffer in health because of the pandemic. We lift before you those who are suffering the economic consequences of the crisis. Help us all, Lord, to redesign the society we live in so that it may reflect more and more a community of your love and your grace, where no one wants more and everyone has what they need. Lord, you have created humankind in such beauty. Each one of us is unique and beautiful in your eyes. And yet, some of us use those differences as a reason to hate and divide between races, nations, or cultures. Help us, O Lord, to see the beauty of your creation through your eyes, so that we can be united in our diversity, celebrate our differences, and give glory to you, Lord, for the beauty of all humankind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now at the Saviour's command, informed by his divine teaching, we pray together saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.